The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Suggestions for improving the U.S. meat processing industry. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Meatpacking is a concentrated industry, with the four largest companies handling 85% of all U.S. beef and 67% of all U.S. pork. But there's one farmer and independent meat processor who has offered his suggestions for USDA to improve the industry.
I think that people that aren't in the industry don't know what they don't know. You know, and USDA is a hard hill to get over.
And that's Greg Gunthorpe, who raises hogs, turkeys, and ducks on his farm near LaGrange, Indiana, just across from the Michigan border. He also owns his own USDA-inspected processing plant right on his farm. So when he was invited to meet last week with U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins in Washington, he suggested several ways that the U.S. can strengthen and improve the meat processing industry.
The first one is the subsidies, the indirect, direct, and the procurement funds of the federal government are all pointed in an opposite direction if we want local and regional food. Then I always like to talk about antitrust enforcement. This whole sector is dominated by a handful of very, very large players that makes it difficult for the little guys to find a place into that market as a wholesaling either to retailers or to food service.
He says another issue that needs addressed is inspection reform.
The system tends to be set up largely to deal with the largest of processing plants. And I think we're all well aware that the smallest players in any industry tend to be the ones that have the hardest time dealing with regulations. I think that's an unintended consequence. Then I like to talk about truth in labeling. In general, the little guys fit into this space by selling into the niches, and big guys have invaded most of our niches without making the same changes that the little guys have in production practices.
Gunthorpe said he was encouraged by his meeting with Secretary Rollins, but he strongly encourages other small independent meat and poultry processors to also meet with their lawmakers to enact change for the industry.
You know, that cliche that things are ran by the people that show up is 100% true. And I think especially the smaller, the independent, the ones that aren't part of the big four have to get there to have our voices heard. Because I think that the industry has its lobbying groups and has its people that live in Washington, D.C. So they absolutely need to hear our concerns.
Check out more of our conversation. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. They've added three new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with seven new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Evie Vittori from Lenawee County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Plenty of clouds around today, some scattered showers rotating through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather outlook. Most of the cloud cover today is in lower Michigan, and the precipitation that's rotating through mostly going to stay in central to southern parts of lower Michigan. Totals aren't huge. I think a few hundreds to a few tenths, but there is moisture around, and we're not going to be drying anything out through the day today. We clear out overnight tonight, and I think your Wednesday is cool but dry. Thursday also is going to be mostly dry, with moisture limited to the UP and the Lake Superior area. Going into the late week on Friday, we see good moisture coming together in the Ohio Valley, but nothing holding for Michigan. I think Friday is mostly dry here, maybe seeing some clouds in southern parts of the state. The weekend of the 22nd and 23rd, also sunny, warm, and dry. Next week, Monday, a few clouds to start on the 24th, but we're dry there for a good chunk of the day. Tuesday, Wednesday, also looking mostly dry with clouds building Wednesday afternoon. Overnight Wednesday night through Turkey Day on Thursday, we have some scattered rain showers to deal with, anywhere from a tenth to half an inch, coverage around 75% of Michigan, and we turn much colder behind that. And that cold air can set up for some lake effect precipitation for overnight Turkey Day night through Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Strong northwest flow is going to be a key there toward the end of that holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of Dairy Dew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Review. Andy Eubank is here, and so is market analyst Chuck Shelby. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Lower after USDA on Friday, but a comeback and then some, Chuck, as we saw 30-cent gains on the nearbys in beans and a very solid close in wheat, corn on the plus side as well, kind of following the other markets. Let's start with the leader, soybean futures, led by an entire complex that was solid Monday.
Much better day to talk to you today, Andy, than last Friday, but I think the beans turned around on ideas that it's more likely to have a deal with China than what was thought maybe in the previous weeks, even though nothing's been signed on paper. The NOPA crush was a record breaker for this month, the previous month, and so those positive things came around, had great exports in corn today. Wheat, I think, is also thinking that probably some Chinese purchases down the road in our future. Again, corn exports been really good, and money flow into the markets, you know, we haven't known what the funds have been doing, and certainly somebody's buying this market and making it go up. It's not farmers at this point, so when you look going forward, is it commercial buyers that know something? Have they got orders to buy some of these beans or wheat, or is it just fund money or a combination of those two things that are making this market move higher after last Friday's report?
Market analyst Chuck Shelby there. Settlements from Monday, December corn up 4.5 at 434.75. March, 4 cents higher at 448. January soybeans, though, skyrocketing up 32.75 to 1157.25. March beans up 27.25 to 1163.25. And December wheat climbing 17 cents to 544.25. December live cattle up $2.12 at $221.27. December lean hogs 7 cents higher at $78.57. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.